Tablets of the Divine Plan. Tablet to the Baha'is of the Northeastern States. Revealed on March 26, 1916, in Abdu'l-Bahá's room at the house in Baji. Addressed to the Baha'is of 9 Northeastern States of the United States. Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. O ye heavenly heralds, these are the days of Nowruz. I'm always thinking of those kind friends. I beg for each and all of you confirmations and assistance from the threshold of oneness, so that those gatherings may become ignited like unto candles in the republics of America, enkindling the light of the love of God in the hearts. Thus the rays of the heavenly teachings may begem and brighten the states of America like the infinitude of immensity with the stars of the most great guidance. The Northeastern states on the shores of the Atlantic, Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. In some of these states, believers are found. But in some of the cities of these states, up to this date, people are not yet illumined with the lights of the kingdom and are not aware of the heavenly teachings. Therefore, whenever it is possible for each one of you, hasten ye to those cities and shine forth like unto the stars with the light of the most great guidance. God says in the glorious Quran, "The soil was black and dried. Then we caused the rain to descend upon it, and immediately it became green, verdant, and every kind of plant sprouted up luxuriantly." The Quran, Surah 22, verse 5. In other words, he says the earth is black, but when the spring showers descend upon it, that black soil is quickened, and variegated flowers are pushed forth. This means the souls of humanity belonging to the world of nature are black like unto the soil. But when the heavenly outpourings descend and the radiant effulgences appear, the hearts are resuscitated, are liberated from the darkness of nature, and the flowers of divine mysteries grow and become luxuriant. Consequently, man must become the cause of the illumination of the world of humanity and propagate the holy teachings revealed in the sacred books through the divine inspiration. It is stated in the Blessed Gospel, "Travel ye toward the east and toward the west, and enlighten the people with the light of the most great guidance, so that they may take a portion and share of eternal life." The Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16, verse 15. Praise be to God that the Northeastern states are in the utmost capacity. Because the ground is rich, the rain of the divine outpouring is descending. Now you must become heavenly farmers and scatter pure seeds in the prepared soil. The harvest of every other seed is limited, but the bounty and the blessing of the seed of the divine teachings is unlimited. Throughout the coming centuries and cycles, many harvests will be gathered. Consider the work of former generations. During the lifetime of Jesus Christ, the believing, firm souls were few and numbered, but the heavenly blessings descended so plentifully that in a number of years, countless souls entered beneath the shadow of the gospel. God has said in the Quran, "One grain will bring forth 7 sheaves, and every sheaf shall contain 100 grains." The Quran, Surah 2, verse 261. In other words, one grain will become 700, and if God so wills, He will double these also. It has often happened that one blessed soul has become the cause of the guidance of a nation. Now we must not consider our ability and capacity. Nay, rather, we must fix our gaze upon the favors and bounties of God in these days, who has made of the drop a sea, and of the atom a sun. Upon you be greeting and praise.